Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday, we finished our question and answer series. We will return to our study of Nahum, beginning with chapter 2, verses 11 through 13.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready as we start with Nahum chapter 2, and we'll go through the rest of the verses before we have another break in the study to start chapter 3. So I hope that you'll follow along closely over the next couple of weeks as we go over this three verses here that are just very, very, very interesting and have a lot to say here about that old serpent, the devil. But before we get into that, as you know, I've been announcing about our trip to Israel, November the 30th through December the 8th of 2020, and that is still on. So I'm going to ask you to go to our website at www.centralbaptistocala.org. Now, our announcer does give you that website at the end of each day's broadcast, but I wanted you to have that because on there, you'll see all that you need to find out about a trip to Israel, cost, everything else involved, places that we'll visit, some great places we do visit, and you'll just love that. You'll be talking about that probably the rest of your life. So let me encourage you to go to the website. In the left-hand column, you'll see a microphone. If you look directly to the center of the page from that microphone, you'll see there's something about this trip. And so just click onto that and it'll take you to whatever you need to see. And we need to start letting us know if you're going to go. So please let us know if you're interested. Let us know if you're going to go. And you can do that by emailing us through the website where it says to contact us. Just contact us and let us know that you're going to come. And we would love to have you. Or you can write us at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, right here in Ocala, Florida, 34471. So we'd love to have you come, go with us, but let us know. And I know that you'll enjoy hearing the Bible taught at each of these spots and a great week that we'll have together. So don't miss out. November the 30th through December the 8th of 2020. Oh, I hope that you'll go with us. Now, if you're going to be in the Ocala area in this upcoming year, why not stop by and visit Central Baptist Church? And if you do visit church, you listen to this radio broadcast, I would make one other request, is that either before or after the services that you'll come down front where I'll be, and you just introduce yourself to me and let me know that you're listening to our program on your local radio station. And so I would say that in addition to saying whether you're listening to us by radio or you're listening to us on internet, if you have a radio station that you're listening to, please, please, please let those people know how much you appreciate the Lamp and Light broadcast on their radio station. And then if it's as all the radio stations that I know that we're on, it's as all of those stations are, then they are a faith-based ministry, meaning they depend on special gifts from you, the listener, to those radio stations. So please, please send a gift in, financial gift to those radio stations. Let them know that you appreciate them running the Lamp and Light broadcast on their station. Well, if you have your Bibles today, now follow along, have pencil and paper out so you can take notes. We're going to start here in Nahum chapter 2, and we're going to just go with verses 11 through 13. So I'll read those as an overview, and then we'll get started. In Nahum chapter 2, beginning with verse 11, Where is the dwelling of the lions and the feeding place of the young lions? There the lion, even the old lion, walked with the lion's whelp, and none made them afraid. The lion did tear in pieces enough for his whelp, and strangled for his lioness, and filled his holes with prey, and its dens with ravin. Behold, I am against thee, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will burn her chariots in the smoke, and the sword shall devour thy young lions, and I will cut off thy prey from the earth, and the voice of thy messengers shall no more be heard. Well, those are some pretty grim words, to say the least. And so let's look into that at this point. Now, man was made a little lower than the angels, the Bible tells us. But at one time, man had dominion over all the world of the animals, plants, everything. When Satan tempted Eve to sin, Adam followed suit. And because both of them fell, Satan became the god of this world. Now, I would put that god with a little g, okay? Because he's not the almighty God. Now, the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the god of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine to them. Now understand, Satan does all he can to keep the gospel of Christ from you. So I want you to understand, it's not the Lord that has chosen you to go to hell. He hasn't. When he died, he shed his blood, according to 1 John chapter 2 and verse 2, and the Bible doesn't lie and God doesn't lie, okay? Because God breathed out every word of the Bible. And he said that his blood was shed not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. That means that you can be saved. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So don't believe that you're beyond the salvation of God. Those who teach that some are just predestined to go to hell did not get that from the Bible. They are deceived people, even somewhat of a cultish type people, because they have believed the writings of men above the Word of God. Now, having said that, who is going to be deceived by the devil? Well, everyone that does not seek God, everyone whom the God of this world is able to deceive, to attract the lust of their flesh, and they follow suit, and they're taken in. Now, ever since the fall of man, there has been an ongoing battle for the souls of mankind. That's a battle going between God and Satan. And you see, God, if he wanted to, could just make man somewhat like a robot and given him a some kind of a thing within him that just automatically went to God and no way could fall. But instead, we were made in God's image. God is a spirit and God has a free will. And because God has that free will and we were made in that image, then we have a choice. We can accept it or reject it. Genesis chapter 3 is so very important in this sense, for it is telling Satan of the seed of the woman, that it will bruise his head. Well, the seed of the woman? The seed is of man usually, isn't it? But you see, this is going to be a virgin birth. So there's not a human man involved in this conception. So Jesus Christ was born without inheriting a sin nature because he was placed inside Mary when the Holy Spirit came upon Mary, and that was formed inside her, was formed by God, and that seed was the Son of God. And so Jesus Christ lived a perfect life, 33.5 years, never sinned one time, and he became the perfect sacrifice, a lamb without spot, no sin whatever. And as a result, he was able to die for us. And the sins of all time were placed upon him. 2 Corinthians 5:21 tells us that about the bruising of the heel of Jesus, because that's what happened when his heel came down upon the head of Satan that day on the cross. He became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. In other words, our sin was placed upon him, and then God the Father poured out all his God wrath on his human spirit, on the human spirit of Christ. Even though it was his only begotten Son, Isaiah 53 tells us that it pleased the Lord to bruise him. Because God's attitude about sin did not change even when it was his only begotten Son. But praise the Lord. I mean, praise the Lord. Jesus paid it all. And now ours is to accept that payment through repentance towards God. We've sinned against him in faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ, his sacrifice in our place, his death, his burial, and his bodily resurrection. Now, man lost his position of being head over all the creation here on earth due to sin. But listen, the paradise we lost is regained in Jesus Christ, the Son of Man. We will one day rule and reign with him throughout all eternity. And that's the great thing about it. So, with that backdrop, let's begin looking now here in this text. We see the dwelling and the feeding of the lion here in verse 11. Let me read verse 11 again for you. Where's the dwelling of the lions? And the feeding place of the young lions. Where the lion, even the old lion, walked. And the lion's wealth had none made them afraid. None made them afraid. Wow, just think about that. Satan is a roaring lion. He goeth about seeking whom he may devour, the Bible tells us. And seeing that he is the God, little g, of this world, his dwelling is here in this world. For us today, the lion is called the king of beasts. And consequently, Satan is the god of this world. He is the king of all fallen angels. We find in Revelation chapter 12, verse 4, this statement, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will pray.